classes. I got a crazy teacher, he wears dark glasses. Things are going great, and they're only getting better. I'm doing alright, getting good grades. The future's so bright. I gotta wear shades. I gotta wear shades.
Hello, and welcome to another edition of Dark Glasses on CFRC 101.9. My name's Daniel Wolf, and hey, a real treat lies ahead for listeners. Today and for the following two episodes, we are going to specialize on a single venue, not a single artist, not a single instrument, not a single subgenre of jazz, but a single venue, and that venue is the one that I had the pleasure of visiting in late November of this past year. My wife and I were in New York for her milestone birthday, and one of the things we'd always wanted to see was Carnegie Hall, so we paid for a private tour, which a wonderful volunteer named Stephen, I'm afraid we didn't get his last name, showed us around the insides of that great music venue. And it really is a great music venue. It has had everything from opera to classical to jazz to pop to folk over the course of its 100 plus years of existence. And it was just a thrill to get the tour. Now, in addition to the tour of the building and the auditorium and the basement proper, we also got an insight into the archives of the hall. And we were conducted there by our tour guide, Stephen, whereupon we had a tour within a tour from the two archivists. And I would like to thank them, too. And their names are Kathleen Sabogle and Rob Hudson. So Kathleen and Rob had done some prep work. They put out all kinds of posters from some of the most famous jazz artists ever to brighten the auditorium of Carnegie Hall. And over the next 3 weeks, we are going to hear cuts from some of those famous performances going back, at least to the 1930s and going ahead to relatively recent times. So we'll begin with a fairly well-known jazz standard, and that is In the Mood, and clearly a song that even if you are not a jazz fan, you will know because it's used so much in movies. It's kind of a tune that establishes period for, you know, historical films set in the 30s and early 40s. Now, Glenn Miller gave a Carnegie Hall concert in 1939, and I think it's 1939, and that included this performance of In the Mood. So let's hear Glenn Miller from Carnegie Hall.
Thank you. My latest recording, In the Mood. Thank you.
Glenn Miller and In the Mood from his 1939 performance. I actually checked the date while the disc was playing at Carnegie Hall. The entire show today and for the next 2 weeks is devoted to music recorded at Carnegie Hall. And we'll stick with swing now and one of Glenn Miller's great rivals in the world of late 30s and 40s jazz swing, and that is the clarinetist and sometimes saxophone player and band leader Benny Goodman. And Benny Goodman, unlike Glenn Miller, survived World War II and dabbled in bebop in his later years, so had a much longer career than Glenn Miller. And he gave a performance at Carnegie Hall just about this time of year in 1938. It was January the 16th, 1938. And I mention that because this particular show is often regarded as one of the most influential of all jazz performances. In fact, the album from the live show is actually called the famous Carnegie Hall Concert. That's how important it was. So we will hear from that famous album. Here is the 1 o'clock Jump, which is a Count Basie composition originally, but performed by Benny Goodman and many others. And by the way, it was called the 1 o'clock Jump because Basie's band out of Kansas City tended to do their rehearsals at 1 a.m. and all hours of the night. So that's the 1 o'clock Jump. After the Benny Goodman version, we'll hear from a more contemporary version, also recorded at Carnegie Hall, and that will be from André Hermelin and his Swing Dance Orchestra. But first, Benny Goodman. Thank you. We just heard two versions of the Count Basie Kansas City 12-bar blues composition, The 1 o'clock Jump, and these were recorded both at Carnegie Hall in New York, but 66 years apart. The first was by Benny Goodman from the famous Carnegie Hall concert, that is the name of the album, and the second was by the German-born pianist and bandleader André Hermelin. André Hermelin was born in 1965, and he, apart from his music, his swing dance orchestra that he leads, has been quite active in both politics in Germany and abroad, especially in Kenya, in Africa. In fact, in 2008, he was arrested for some of his political activism in support of opposition politicians, and he and his wife have a house in Kenya. André and his wife's two children, both now in their 20s, also perform with the band. And in 2004, André gave a concert with his orchestra in Carnegie Hall, and that was that second version of The 1 o'clock Jump. And he now lives in Berlin. And if you've been to Berlin, you will know that the former airport, Tempelhof Airport, is now a park of sorts. It's a place you can walk around, walk your dog, have a picnic, and so forth. I've been there a few times as I have a daughter who lives in Berlin. So we'll move on, and we will stick with not exactly big band and certainly not swing. A few years ahead, by the mid-40s, swing was in its decline, and we were well into the bebop era with such names as Dizzy Gillespie and Charlie Parker. And we'll close out the first half of today's Dark Glasses with Charlie Parker's performance at Carnegie Hall in 1947. Here is the great alto saxophonist with A Night in Tunisia from the complete live performances on Savoy. And this again was recorded at Carnegie Hall in 1947. After that, we'll take our halftime break and we'll be back with more Dark Glasses Visits Carnegie Hall. After that, you're listening to Dark Glasses on CFRC 101.9. Oh,
down the short set of stairs, join me, Grim, in the basement for my working knowledge of indie, experimental, post-punk, and electronic, every Wednesday from 10 until 11 p.m. on CFRC 101.9 FM. Get ready to press record.
CFRC's funding drive is now underway and running through December 31st. Donate today and get amazing CFRC prizes. For every $5 you donate, you also earn a ticket for one of our weekly raffle draws featuring prizes from local businesses including Old Farm Fine Foods, The Screening Room, Smokes Poutinerie, Studio 330, Tango Nuevo, Terra Natural Foods, The Toucan, The Wit, and YGK Thrift. Enjoy the benefits of donating. Give today via CFRC.ca.
Welcome back. You are listening to Dark Glasses on CFRC 101.9 with Daniel Wolf. And as you just heard, we are still in our funding drive. Usually it wraps up at the end of December, but owing to the federal government having decided to extend the deadline for 2024 taxable charitable donations, we are still in business and still a little shy of our goal. So if you've given already, my thanks and that of my colleagues at the station, fellow broadcasters and station staff. And if you haven't, please do consider, because you can still get one of those tax receipts. Just go to the Queen's University website and make your donation there. So, as I mentioned at the top of the hour, today's show is entirely devoted to music recorded at Carnegie Hall in New York. And once again, my thanks for the private tour my wife and I were given back in November, which inspired this show and the next two episodes of Dark Glasses also. We spent most of the first half of the show in the 30s and 40s with swing and early bebop, ending with Charlie Parker. We'll continue now with the late 40s and her ladyship herself, Billie Holiday, who died in 1959, had a sad and complicated life, of course, best depicted in a famous biopic in the 70s, Lady Sings the Blues. We are going to hear from Billie Holiday's 1956 recording, the Essential Billie Holiday Carnegie Hall Concert Recorded Live, and the track is entitled Fine and Mellow.
My man don't love me, treats me oh so mean. My man, he don't love me, treats me oh.
Billie Holiday from her Live at Carnegie Hall performance in 1956 that was Fine and Mellow. Billie died just 3 years later in 1959, and at that time another singer of a slightly younger vintage was just getting her start in music, and that was the woman born in 1933 as Eunice Kathleen Waymon. And if you've never heard of her, it's because as soon as she got into the jazz performance business, she changed her name to Nina Simone. She was born in North Carolina and aspired to be a concert pianist. She enrolled first at the Juilliard School in New York and then auditioned for the Curtis Institute of Music in Philadelphia, and despite a good audition, was denied admission. And that was, I think, attributable to racism. It certainly was attributed by her to racism. And I think the Institute itself acknowledged that, because days before Nina Simone died in 2003, they awarded her an honorary degree. Why did she change her name? Well, family members did not like what they called the devil's music, or so-called cocktail piano. And you can read about all of this either in her very good Wikipedia entry, but there's also a number of documentaries that have been done about Nina Simone's career, not just because of her music. And she did release 40 albums or so during the period between roughly 1958 and her death. But she was also very politically active during the civil rights movement, and indeed left America pretty much for good after the assassination of Dr. Martin Luther King, whose day is actually celebrated today in the United States as this show is aired. So, Nina herself, by the time we get to 1964, had already established herself as a rising star, as both a pianist and a singer. And she gave a performance in 64 at Carnegie Hall. And the album is simply called Nina Simone in Concert. Here she is with a track entitled Go Limp.
Oh, daughter, dear daughter, take warning from me, and don't you go marching with the NAACP. For they'll rock you and roll you and shove you into bed, and if they steal your nuclear secrets, you'll wish you were dead. Singing to la to la to la la. You get the gist of the song now? When we get to the chorus again, I expect you to sing with us. Oh, mother, dear mother, no, I'm not afraid. For I'll go on that march, and I'll return a virgin maid. With a brick in my handbag and a smile on my face, and barbed wire in my underwear to shed off disgrace. any time. Come on, let's go. Singing Tooralai, Tooralai, Tooralai. They didn't get it that time. We're gonna do it again. Singing Tooralai, Tooralai, Tooralai. I forgot the last next verse. I really did. I forgot it. Well, I'll take my time. I told you about Mama, didn't I? Yeah. Okay, I got it now. One day they were marching, a young man came by with a beard on his chin and a gleam in his eye. And before she had time to remember her brick, and before she had time to remember her brick, they were holding a sit down on a neighboring hayrick. Come on now. Now this is the audience participation. Come on. Singing Tooralai, Tooralai, Tooralai. Let's do it again. Singing Tooralai, Tooralai, Tooralai. That's better. That makes it for all the times you went to the bar when you weren't supposed to do it. Oh my goodness. For meeting is pleasure and parting is pain. And if I have a great concert, maybe I won't have to sing those folk songs again. Oh, mother, dear mother, I'm stiff and I'm sore from sleeping three nights on a hard classroom floor. Come on. Singing Tooralai, Tooralai, Tooralai. Hey. Come on. Singing Tooralai, Tooralai, Tooralai. Hey. I missed one verse. I forgot which one it was now. Oh, I know what it is. One day at the briefing, she'd heard a man say, go perfectly limp and be carried away. So when this young man suggested it was time she was kissed, she remembered her briefing and did not resist. Let's go! Singing Tooralai, Tooralai, Tooralai. Mother, dear mother, no need for distress, for that young man has left me his name and address. That's a funny song. And if we win, though a baby there be, adventure. He won't have to march like his da. And me.
That was the great Nina Simone and Go Limp from her Live at Carnegie Hall performance in 1964. Let's hear something a little different from Carnegie Hall. One of the great musicals of the musical era from the 1950s is South Pacific, originally written in the 40s by the powerhouse duo of Richard Rodgers and Oscar Hammerstein, who had previously joined forces for such shows as Carousel. Well, they took a series of James Michener stories and turned it into the musical South Pacific, which became a movie in 1958. Lots of famous tunes have come out of that, just as they did out of other Rodgers and Hammerstein shows, such as Carousel and Oklahoma. Now, South Pacific was revived in 2006 and done as a concert at Carnegie Hall with an interesting combination of individuals that one wouldn't normally associate with, shall we say, classic musical theater. And that is Reba McEntire, the country singer, who I believe performed at Donald Trump's inauguration earlier today, and Brian Stokes Mitchell, plus the actor Alec Baldwin. And they performed in this musical, and we're going to hear Reba McEntire with Paul Gimignani in perhaps the most famous track from South Pacific, I'm Gonna Wash That Man Right Out of My Hair, live from Carnegie Hall in 2006.
I'm gonna wash that man right out of my hair. I'm gonna wash that man right out of my hair. I'm gonna wash that man right out of my hair and send him back. Get the picture?
All right.
I'm gonna wave that man right out of my arms. I'm gonna wave that man right out of my arms. I'm gonna wave that man right out of my arms and send him on his way. Don't try to patch it up.
Tear it up, tear it up.
Wash him out, dry him out.
Push him out, fly him out.
Cancel him. If you fly on separate beams, waste no time, make a change, ride that man right off your range, rub him out of the roll call and drum him out of your dreams.
Oh ho!
If you laugh at different comics,
if you root for different teams, waste no time, wait no more, show him what the door is for. When he starts turning sour.
Oh no.
Drop him in the nearest ditch.
Drop him out of the road.
that man right out of my hair and send him on his way.
She went and washed that man right out of her hair. She went and washed that man right out of her hair. She went and washed that man right out of her hair and sent him on his way.
I went and washed that man right out of my hair. I went and washed that man right out of my hair.
Reba McEntire and Paul Gemignani with I'm Gonna Wash That Man Right Out of My Hair from live recording at Carnegie Hall in 2006. We'll wrap up with some classic jazz from George Benson, the guitarist, vocalist, and composer who was crossing over a little bit in the mid-70s into the pop genre, or at least into the pop charts. Certainly the track Masquerade was a big hit in the spring of 1977. But in 1976, a year before, George gave a concert at Carnegie Hall, and I'm going to take from that concert his performance of the Dave Brubeck classic Take Five, released on Dave Brubeck's 1959 album, Time Out. And if you're wondering why I don't play the Dave Brubeck version, don't worry, there will be some Brubeck on the next or next but one installment of this special Carnegie Hall series of Dark Glasses episodes. So here's George Benson from Carnegie Hall in 1976 and Take Five. Benson with his version of Dave Brubeck's Take Five, and that was from George Benson's concert at Carnegie Hall from 1976. That will do it for today's show. You've been listening to a special on music recorded at Carnegie Hall. We focused primarily on the earlier period, but don't worry, there is lots more to come, because the next two episodes of this program will continue to profile music performed at that great jazz venue. Obviously, Carnegie Hall is a great venue for lots and lots of stuff, classical music as well, but we will be focused primarily on
sunglasses tonight, so I can watch you live and breathe your star alive.
Again, my thanks to Kathleen Sebogle and Rob Hudson for providing a tour of the Carnegie Hall archives. Well, it's there with my wife, Julie, in November. And to tour guide Stephen for taking us around. You've been listening to Dark Glasses on CFRC 101.9. With Daniel Wolf. We'll be back next week with more music. It is bitterly cold right now, so wherever you are, bundle up, keep warm, and stay safe.
KPP Concerts and CFRC 101.9 FM present a stacked lineup of shows this January and February at the Broom Factory, featuring a mix of big-name acts and some local favorites. On January 18th, don't miss Canadian alt-rock duo